Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Literally anything could be hiding in the dark. Anything.
In the dark that I cannot see, because it's so dang dark, so dang dark, so dang dark, so dang dark, so dang dark.
There might be a ghost in the dark.
That's pretty unlikely, but there definitely can be a slippery spot, and that's arguably even more frightening.
There might be a sudden level change, like an unexpected step down.
Your foot is still up in the air when your brain thought it'd be on the ground by now.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Cranky Chat Rooms. If you, pre-apologize for a previously on segment being longer than normal because it's an earworm that you couldn't get out of your head, you can count on the Cranky Chat Room to complain about it anyway. Check them out on the web at crankychatroom.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a frosty discount. See what I did there? See what frosty. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined from the Cranky Chat Room, free state of Arkansas, by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Great.
I'm enjoying the polar bears on your Diet Coke.
Oh, yes.
They're very festive.
That is the holiday bears made their appearance on the Diet Coke vessels.
That's how you tell what time of year it is, when it's still 80 degrees. Well, I don't know what. Oh, my God. Here's another weather segment.
Do we have weather?
It's 80 degrees on the nines or whatever you say. I don't even know. But when it's 80 degrees here in Arkansas and, we're almost to the end of November, the only way that you know that the holiday season is approaching is looking at the Coke cans.
Introducing the Doppler 9000 network, covering more of Florida to bring you the earliest warnings of severe weather. The Doppler 9000 network, only on Bay News 9.
I'm Mike Play with Weather on the Nines.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Although I'm not in Florida, I didn't even think about that. You are from the great state of Florida.
I am.
And you're used to it not, the weather not changing really. So every year, the only way that you guys would know it was Christmas is when the Lowe's has the Christmas trees and the Coke cans get the polar bears on them.
Now,
other than that, Disney puts up lights, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's how, yeah. Well, Disney doesn't just put up lights, Adam. That's a understatement of the century.
They go up to the attic and they pull their boxes of lights out and they,
Actually, if you've ever been to the Walt Disney World, oh my God, this cat. He's literally, seven nights a week, this cat is fine.
Now.
As soon as I sit down to podcast, this cat decides that
I think you do it on purpose. I think you have some kind of shock device or something. And as soon as you want to have that.
I hear him, but I don't even see him. Anyway, what I was going to say is if you've ever been to Walt Disney World during Christmas, it is a magical place. Every single hotel has their own different Christmas theme. Wow. Has their own Christmas theme. Like the Grand Floridian does a huge gingerbread house that they build, every year, like with real gingerbread, like chefs come in and build it. And they have these. So the trees in all of the resorts are a minimum of like an 11-foot tree, but they all are themed to the different resorts. But if you've ever been there and seen these things, there's actually some fascinating documentaries on this you can see on YouTube. They actually start decorating for Christmas in July. It's like they have warehouses in the back that they actually start putting the Christmas decorations together in July because they have 4 theme parks, 14 hotels, and then the shopping centers and the Disney Springs and stuff like that. So it is a massive undertaking.
God, and I think my 3 boxes up in the attic is a lot of trouble. I'm like, oh my God, I got to go drag down the Christmas tree again and put it up and put everything on it. Now, because I don't know how many of you saw my photo of my wonderful above my cabinets where I put my fall theme. Well, now that's like a thing I've got to do, right? I mean, I did it for fall, so now I've got to come up with, tablescape-esque decorations for each of my, above my cabinets. So I've got to go to Hobby Lobby or Michaels, wherever. We don't have a Michaels here. I know you said I shouldn't go to Hobby Lobby, but we don't have a Michaels.
Wow, yeah, Michaels has got 50% off their trees this weekend. Amazing deals this weekend, the weekend of November 18th. If you have a BattleNet account, it's free to play Overwatch this weekend. So
I thought you were going to say, if you have a BattleNet account, they'll give you an extra 10% off. I'm like, what? Wait, what does Michaels in World of Warcraft have to do?
No, so if this weekend is, you can play Overwatch for free this entire weekend if you want to check that out and see whether you are interested in playing that game or not.
Yeah, what must it have been like to be a teenager and have all the time in the world to play video games? I don't know.
Also, a fun fact, Overwatch is available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And it's free on all 3 of those platforms. So if you don't have a gaming PC and you want to check out Overwatch, you can actually do that on your PS4 or on your Xbox One. Again, free for the weekend. I don't know what the closest analog to Overwatch would be. I don't play Overwatch. I believe Q-Sledge is in our chat room and is currently playing Overwatch. Q-Sledge, what would you say is it like a Team Fortress? Is that like the closest analog would be maybe Team Fortress, something like that? It is a team game where you have 2 different teams. You're facing an opposing team and there's an objective on the map. You either have to defend or attack, and then you swap positions. And so you play the same map twice against the same team, once as a defender and once as an attacker. And each map has different objectives on them. Too much. I don't play the game. Don't know. But that's what I've been led to understand.
But if you want to play, it's free this weekend.
It is, and I was going to check it out.
Go over to overwatch.com and use the special listener discount code.
No, there's no code needed. Just go to battle.net and no code needed. Just sign in with your BattleNet account.
Brings up something that I wanted to talk to you about, and I was debating about whether I was going to put it in the tech segment. But since we just have like a free forum discussion now and we can talk about whatever the hell we want to, what do you think about the NES Classic that has come out? And did you have any interest personally in buying it? Because want one.
I'm sorry, as an aside, are there Aboriginal men climbing trees behind you?
Why, yes, Daniel. Yes, there are Aboriginal men climbing trees.
Okay, I just want to make sure I was seeing that correctly. It's like a National Geographic TV show going on behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, they killed that monkey.
They need food.
Oh, my God.
They need food.
Yeah, but they killed him with spears. They're shooting arrows at the poor monkey.
Hunting naked is so inefficient. I mean, I really think that they need clothes on as well, but, you know.
I did not have a console growing up because my...
Because you were a poor child.
Well, no, my parents were, as I've explained numerous times before, when I was growing up, we had one television in our house. One television in our house. That was in the living room. I was the youngest child and the last in line for everything. So I didn't get to decide what was on the TV. And we did not have video games for our television because that was something my parents... We had one TV in our house, right? So that was... My parents would not want
I them. Loved all the Nintendo games, all of them, like Zelda, like the original Zelda. I mean, 8-bit, you know, just the fact you pick up these bombs and you don't know, you like place them on these walls and you find secret passages and you go in and, you know, solve all these puzzles and save the princess and whatever, whatever. And I love Mario. And I used to, there was this family at my church and I would go hang out with them and they were coffee drinking, smoking, like, you know, jovial kind of, you know, people. And they, all of them, their daughter, but the mother and father also loved Nintendo.
Yes.
And they would, and so I would go over and on like holidays, they would shoot fireworks and I would go over and hang out with them and all that. But they were always playing Nintendo. So the two things I remember playing over there is Dr. Mario.
Yes.
Which is the Tetris, but it's Mario, so it's pills. And then Bubble Bobble.
The Bubble Bobble.
And I loved Bubble Bobble. Wow. As well. So I'm really excited. I want to, now I know you can get emulators and all that, but I want like the original controller and like the whole experience. And the NES Classic looks like the original console, except it's smaller. And the controllers look the same.
Yeah, it's,
and I think
mean,
they're wired the same.
To
so
me,
I'm going to get one.
Okay, great. Yeah I think I read a cartoon the other day or someone, maybe it was Mags or something, had posted on Facebook a cartoon of somebody saying, oh, they sold out of the NES games. What do they call it? The NES?
It's the NES Classic.
Yeah, they've sold out of the NES Classic, and I'm not going to be able to buy it. And the other person was like, couldn't you just dig your NES out of the closet?
And well, I don't know. See, I don't know what happened to mine. I think it went to some, you know, cousins or something, and it no longer exists. And I bought one of those cheap, like, made-in-China replica. It doesn't look at all like a Nintendo, but it'll play Nintendo cartridges. But, I mean, that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The controllers aren't the same. It's kind of janky.
Okay.
But this...
Baron Frosty...
Only,
yeah, Baron Frosty in chat room says, wasn't there one called Castle Grayskull?
Castlevania.
Yeah, Castlevania, I was going to say. Yeah, unless you're talking about the PC one, which was Castle Wolfenstein. But,
and there was the original, like, Double Dragon, I think it was called, and...
yeah, I played Zork. I played Zork on a computer. That was...
Was Double Dragon the one with Chun-Li or whatever her name, you know? Because I'm gay. I always played the female characters. I mean, let's get it right. Yeah, let's... I played the female characters, the badass chicks, you know? And it was Chun-Li. I'm not sure if it was on Double Dragon or Street Fighter or whatever the name of the game was. But and I also played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And there were all these, like,
now,
all these opponents.
Did you play the girl in that game, too? Did Mike Tyson, like, come and punch you? He's like, hey,
no, there
it's time
no
for Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game. Come here, bitch.
No, there was, but all the characters that you had to defeat, like you started with Glass Eye Joe, and he's this like skinny, runty looking, you know, blonde guy, like, I don't know. And then, you know, you work your way up. Eventually there's a Russian, like, I don't know, cosmonaut looking something or other.
Borshty McBorsh pants.
There's a big, like, fat guy at some point. I don't remember.
Probably
I don't remember
named
the characters'
Tiny.
Names,
all
but,
fat guys were named Tiny.
But,
back in the 80s.
Yeah, so I'm like, but the cool thing about it is it's only $60 and it includes 30 games.
You know what, though? Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. And you don't play games as much as I play games.
Nope.
There is something to the nostalgia of playing a game.
Yeah.
and it lasts for 5 or 10 minutes until you realize, God, the graphics suck on this. And it's like, I can't believe that I used to put up with this shit. It's like you would watch. Now they're performing circumcisions. Adam, can you turn this
off? I don't know what they're doing. He's like, they're popping pencil pimples on his balls or something. I don't know what they're doing.
Please turn. Okay, good. It's one of those, you'll see something online. It's like, oh, you can download for your Raspberry Pi, like all the old arcade games, like Donkey Kong and stuff. And if you go and do a small Google search, you can find Donkey Kong online that you can play in your browser. You can play the actual arcade version of Donkey Kong in your browser. You will have fun for about 10 minutes if you used to play Donkey Kong. Because, I mean, I used to spend hours as a kid playing fucking Donkey Kong. It's like, but now it's like, oh, dear God, this is so fucking boring.
It's kind of like the car. Well, even though it's so cheap, even if it only gives me entertainment for 5 or 10 minutes, I have it. I can go in and play those at any time.
I love how cheap is such a relative term. It's cheap to buy a console with games on it for $60. But if
one game,
let me make my point. But if someone's like, oh yeah, this app on their phone is $3. Oh, $3? I'll get the free version of that. It's like people will drop $60 on a video game, but it's like you ask them to like cough up for an app, like $4 or $5 for an app, and they're just like, oh my God, no. It's true, highway robbery.
Speaking of Nintendo, they're coming out with a Mario game, and it's going to be released on iPhone first, but I'm sure it's going to come to Android soon after. I don't know if they've said or not, but surely it will, because that's a huge market for them to miss if they don't come out to roll it out on Android, and they're going to charge $10 for it.
Yeah, I thought one of the greatest things that I heard announced at BlizzCon this year was they're going to have the original butcher encounter from Diablo 1. They're going to have it in Diablo 3. They're bringing back the original butcher for you to go in and fight. But they're keeping the same, and they're calling it Glorious Retrovision, where they're actually using the same pixelated model of the butcher from Diablo 1. So there you go. It's retro. It's retro.
I never played Diablo 1. I played Diablo 2. That was my first. And Be My Melon, which I believe is Baron Frosty in the chat room, says he's a little scared how janky the NES will look on a big-ass HDTV. I don't know if they've made any updates to make things look better on this classic NES, like on an HDD or not. But what I would say is if they're not, I think it'd be really cool to have some of those 8-bit games, but have the graphics, I don't know, whatever they would need to do to it to make it look better. You could do that. I scale it up somehow or whatever so that it would look good on an HD TV. Keep it, you know, kind of side scrolling and 2D looking, but just make it look better.
They'd basically have to redo all the artwork.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they're going to do that for $60 for however many freaking games you're going to get.
Probably not, but I think it'd be cool, but you know, whatever. So I'm going to get it, but it's sold out all over the place. So I'm going to get it whenever it's back in stock.
All right. Well, before we say one more thing, Adam, it is 9:34 p.m. on a Thursday evening. And that, of course, can mean only one thing. We're streaming live on Pride 48 in front of the world's most confused chat room because I tweeted out earlier that this was our last show.
Yep.
And I wanted to clarify, this is our last show of the year. We're actually going on hiatus until January. So we'll be back just in time for the inauguration, kids.
We're going to do a special Dubious Intent inauguration special.
But
It'll be live.
No, we're not doing that.
We're going to cover the inauguration.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that.
It's kind of like Mystery Science Theater.
No, that doesn't really work. So,
you know, I don't know.
Anyway, no, the point is that I'm traveling for this coming, like right after Thanksgiving, and you're doing some traveling.
I'm traveling.
It's just Christmas and whatnot. So we won't be around it just made more sense for us to just take off until. Plus, everybody's, being kind of.
I don't understand.
Difficult right now.
Why these tribal people feel the need to put big things.
Why
in
do
their
you keep
lip?
Playing your ladies and gentlemen, Adam has a large TV behind him and he's playing YouTube videos on him, but he's playing tribal YouTube videos.
I don't know. I feel the need to play something. I have a TV on my set. I feel the need to play something. It's kind of funny to me that it distracts you. And I actually searched for nude models because why not? And the only thing nude on YouTube that came up was tribal men or something.
Here,
so I just
play this one that I just put into the chat there.
You always want me to play some continuous train ride.
No, it's not. It's not a train ride. This was one that I found, and it was just like, for some reason, it's like so freaking erotic And it's on YouTube. Anyway, I just want to know what your opinion to it is. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so here's the thing, Adam. We're live on Pride 48 right now in front of the world's most confused chat room. Adam, who is in the chat room with us this evening?
We have Be My Melon, which I think is Baron Frosty, Chubbs Matt, Cyclone, Mr. Mike, Q Sledge, RT Cruiser, and Gary MC, and millions of others, and I cannot read all those names. So I'm going to stop with those very important people.
Mr. Mike is posting porn in the chat room. So is Matt.
Now we're started.
Now we're going to be distracted. Anyway, Adam, speaking of going on vacation, see how I did that? That's called a segue. Uh-huh. That's called a segue. Speaking of going on vacation, I'm doing it twice. I'm actually going into New York City, not this coming weekend, but next weekend.
Is that really a vacation?
Well, it's Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving weekend. I'm going to go meet up with Tim from Alaska in New York City. We're going to go hang out and do some stuff in the Big Apple. We'll be right down there next to Trump Tower. Maybe we'll do some vlogging in front of the protest. It'll be fun. We're going to go to, I'm going to hang out with, I know Tim is not in the chat room tonight because he actually arrives in New York tomorrow. So he's probably either asleep right now or at the airport. It's a very long trip, very long trip. And then after that, I'm doing a big trip to Atlanta and then Disney. And then, well, actually I'm going to Big Fatty's Horror Hotel, which is in Augusta, but I'm flying to Atlanta. Then I go to Augusta to the Horror Hotel. Then I go to Disney World for 3 days. And then I go visit my family for about 4 or 5 days and then come back up to Atlanta and then fly back home. So I've got this, it'll be fun. I've got this whole big December trip planned out in front of me. But I think you've got some upcoming trips too. Where are you going?
Well, not trips, just trip. We wanted to take a November trip. I mean, Thanksgiving is really, I mean, let's be honest. Come on. I'm thankful for a lot of stuff. But I can be thankful all year long. I don't need a day to sit around a table and eat some turkey and whatever. And most of that stuff's not on my diet anyway right now. So we like to take trips. And normally that's a good time to take a trip because we already have at least one day off from work. So we're going to leave Thursday. So I guess Thanksgiving Day. And we're going to drive to Nashville.
Nashville.
Mainly because we haven't been there together and it's within driving distance and, you know, I don't know.
Are you going to Dollywood? Are you going to go to Dollywood?
Dollywood's not in Nashville, is it?
I have no idea.
Dollywood is in like Pigeon Forge somewhere. Is Pigeon Forge, Tennessee? I don't know. Dollywood, I believe, is in Pigeon Forge. But anyway, so we're going to go. I don't know what we're going to do. We haven't planned all that yet. We'll probably do the Grand Ole Opry tour or something like that. And then listen to some country music or something and go to a bunch of, 4 hours away from, so Baron Frosty in the chat room says Pigeon Forge, Dollywood is 4 hours away from Nashville. So we won't be doing that.
It's closed. It's a scene like everything, unless it's in Florida or California, it's a seasonal park. Like all the parks are closed now.
Maybe. Well, we have, now that's not true because we have Silver Dollar City here.
Yeah.
And they, during this time of year, they have a big Christmas thing where they decorate and put lights and fake snow and whatever else and like do all that kind of stuff. So they're open at least until Christmas. They may close January, February, March.
Yeah. Didn't Baron Frosty just go to Nashville? He's telling you where to go.
Well, I know he went to, I know he was at Dollywood, but I don't know if he was in Nashville or not. So, okay. So anyway, I don't know if Mark has any, so we're going to go to Nashville, whatever there is to do in Nashville. We'll probably buy that $90 city ticket or whatever that you get, and it just gives you access to everything. I don't even know if they've got that for Nashville, but most big cities have something like that.
Yeah.
And then we'll just tour around for a day and a half. And then we're going to drive on our way back on Saturday. We're going to drive to my college where I used to go to school.
Ole Miss.
To Ole Miss.
That's in Starkville. No, it's not. It's in Oxford.
That's Mississippi State. No, Ole Miss is in Oxford, Mississippi, and we're going to go to a football game. So I don't think Mark has ever been to a football game, and I haven't seen the Ole Miss marching band since I was in it. So we're going to go to that. And
does Mark play Hearthstone or anything?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because if he does, I'll be happy to play with, because he's going to be so fucking bored. Football is so fucking boring.
Well, he likes to watch football on TV because he likes to see like the butts and the tight uniforms and stuff like he enjoys.
Right, so now, is that hot or not? That's the question I have, because I was like going like, that's actually weirdly hot to me.
It's kind of hot. I don't know what he's doing. For those of you listening to the audio version of this show, since that's all we release, there's a guy. Is he naked?
He's wearing a jock strap.
I can't even tell. He's in a mud pit and he's squishing his ass around. I'm not even sure what he's doing. But so we're going to go and we're going to watch the football game, mainly because I want to see the band. But we're going to do that. And then we're going to go to Memphis. And actually, Graceland was not a bad idea. Maybe Graceland's a good thing for us to do. And then we're going to do a couple of things in Memphis. And then we're going to come back. So that's going to be our trip. Just a little driving, you know, a driving tour. And he'll get to see where I went to school and see my marching band and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm excited about that.
Okay, great. It sounds like it. When are you doing this trip?
Do you want to come to the football game?
No.
I'll get you a ticket.
No. God, no. No.
I fly in. It's, we're driving out. We're leaving on Thanksgiving Day and we'll be back the Sunday evening after Thanksgiving.
Wow. There you go. No, I'll be in New York City with Tim from Alaska.
Oh, that's right. Now, did Tim pack some pumpkin pies in his
I hope not. I do
suitcase.
Not care for pumpkin pie. So right now I'm trying to decide whether I want to go in, you know, whether I'm going to stay over Saturday night or not, or whether I'm going to just go up for the day and come back home Saturday night. Don't know. I haven't decided yet. Anyway, there you go, Adam. That's what we're doing. We're doing trips. Trips. Can't talk. I can't fucking
Yeah,
talk.
And then Christmas, I'm not going anywhere. I convinced Mom to have Christmas here. So Mark's going on a cruise, but I'm going to be home. So,
well, speaking of holidays, and I wanted to talk about the last holiday that we had, which was Halloween. I got a Halloween card from the Robs, and I got it about 2 weeks before Halloween, and so I had it in my office here, and it was like, oh, I'll mention this on the show that I got a Halloween card from the Robs. And every single show we recorded, I kept forgetting to talk about it. And it was sitting right here, like right in front of my monitor. Now that I have moved it away from my monitor, I remember that I was supposed to say thank you to the Robs for sending me a Halloween card. I didn't mean to not mention it. Thank you, guys. That was very thoughtful of you for sending me a Halloween card. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I appreciate the one that I got. Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you know, mine probably got lost in the mail. It's fine. You know, I was on Facebook. I saw a photo. Now, I'm going to show how little I know about the Robs. There was a photo of a house that they were decorating for Christmas. And they said it had been a work in progress for the past 20 years or something like that. Is that their home? Because it said decoration for the Historical Society.
I believe one of the Robs does work for the Historical Society in Chicago. And that is one of their houses. Not the Robs' houses, but one of the Historical Society.
Okay, so it's not their house. He was decorating it.
You can see a picture of their house on their Halloween Instagram pictures. How they decorated their house for Halloween. And those two pictures, so I don't believe it's the same house. I could be wrong.
Well,
I don't know. The Robs have never invited me to their house, so I can't tell you one way or the other.
I mean, I met them. We had dinner with them when I was in New York, but I've never seen their house. And yeah.
So the other thing that I wanted to say was Big Fatty. I don't know if you're aware of this other podcaster.
You wanted to say Big Fatty?
I did. I don't know if you're aware of this other podcaster named Big Fatty.
I have heard of Big Fatty.
He does a show, and he does this thing at the beginning of his show or on his show where he gives birthday shout outs to people, and he's very proud of himself that he like knows everyone's birthday and that he includes everyone in his birthday. So earlier this month, he said happy birthday to Waylon. Remember not Waylon, to Bradley. Remember Bradley, Waylon's husband from the previously on the Foul Monkeys?
Now, is Bradley the one that dresses up in drag but leaves his beard?
No, that's Waylon. Bradley is the one that dresses up in drag as a mandolin. Anyway, they're great guys. You've met them at Pride 48 in Vegas.
I remember both of them.
They have a lovely son named Watson, who's just adorable. Anyway, they moved to Nebraska, but Fatty on his show was like, you know, I want a happy birthday to that Chicago people, the Chicago, that Bradley up in Chicago, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, so I texted him. I'm like, I'm sure someone else told you this, but you know, Waylon and Bradley moved to Nebraska. Oh, I was unaware of that. like a few days later, he says happy birthday to Lurie Dean in Connecticut. Now, Lurie Dean moved to Massachusetts about a year and a half ago. So it's like, I don't know how long you've been listening to the Big Fatty Show on your podcast. He's been podcasting since 1962. Have you listened? How long have you been listening to the Big Fatty Show?
I think it's been a couple of years.
He used to have something on his website called the Ham Map, where you could put pins in the map of where you were listening from. He desperately needs...
Was that like that Frapper map that people used to have when we first started podcasting?
Yeah, he called it the Ham Map. But it was like, he needs to bring that back because he clearly can't keep track. He writes down their birthdays, which is an immutable thing, right? It's not like your birthday is ever going to change, but he disregards the fact that people might move about the country just because he has no...
But isn't that part of his shtick a little bit? I mean, because, you know, he refers to every foreign country as Mexico. And, you know, I think maybe that's just part of his thing. He's probably getting it wrong on purpose.
There you go. Baron Frosty said he has a dog named Winston. I said they have a child named Watson. Watson, not Winston.
Is his first name IBM?
Yes. There you go.
IBM Watson, you get over here right now.
Anyway, it threw me there that Fatty was just getting these things. Here's a guy. He likes to keep track of everything, but his reticence to go on the Facebook keeps him from. Now you keep looking back at the mud video.
Well, I tell you one thing about that guy. He looks like he has a huge dick.
I think he's getting hard while he's doing it. I think his name is Gunge Monkey. I think he gets off on getting really dirty like that. And like, I think it is sexually arousing for him to do that.
Looks like he might be playing with himself a little bit with it when his back's turned. It's so funny what people will do on YouTube that, you know, they see how close they can get to that line before YouTube will pull them down. Like you can go on YouTube. It's curious to go on YouTube and look for pornographic content because you're probably not going to find full on, you know, sex. But you can find like sex ed videos, or you can find like sensual massages, or you can find hot twinks taking a bath in mud, apparently,
yeah.
Or whatever. It's interesting. Well, I'm gonna backtrack because I really wanted to talk about. First of all, I wanted to apologize.
Oh, to
someone.
To whom?
Well, we have an avid listener of this show that I know listens the minute the show comes out, so I know he will get this apology. Mike Lawson.
Oh, sorry. I'm kidding. We don't do that anymore.
Mike Lawson, who I know is listening to this show, probably listens live, in fact. So, Mike, if you're listening now, mm-hmm. So I went to San Francisco.
Yes.
And I mentioned that I might, you know, call Mike Lawson, or I couldn't call him because I don't have his phone number, but email Mike Lawson or, you know, tweet him and meet up with him or whatever. And I had this conference that I went to. So I'll get back to the apology, but I'll just say kind of what I did. So you and I listened to I don't know if you still listen to them, but I still listen to some of them, a podcasting network called Twit, This Week in Tech.
Yes.
And they do video and audio, and they have a pretty elaborate video setup and with lighting and all that. I mean, it's a multi-million-dollar business at this point. And they record in Petaluma, which is about an hour away from San Francisco.
Now, you went there, but were they still in the warehouse, or have they moved to their new cubbyhole?
They've moved.
Okay, so they're in
the
new cubbyhole.
Yeah. It's amazing if you watch the video how close the sets look to what they looked like in the other one. I mean, I understand it's just fake stuff that they put up and it doesn't matter where they are. If you get the lighting the same and the props the same, it's going to look the same.
Right.
But when you look at the video, it looks like they really didn't move at all. But I wish I had actually seen the warehouse because it looked like it was really big. And, you know, the place where the producer, the technical director sat and did all the switching rotated around so they could view all the different sets and all that. The new place has none of that. And it's tiny. I mean, the new place maybe twice the size of the room that I'm broadcasting from.
Yeah,
but they have like...
This is one of the problems that I always had with Twit, was that they're people that come from a television background and they spend money like television people for a product that you know, they clearly make money on it, but they spend money as fast as they make it on things that are not important to their podcast. And it's, you know, I mean, I'm not the only person to say this, right? I mean, they've gone bankrupt. I mean, they basically have had to lay everyone off because they're spending too much money on set. And it's like 90% of their audience downloads their podcast and they're spending 90% of their money on the video aspects of it, which is only 10% of their audience. So it's kind of a messed up model there.
Yeah. I don't know their financials. I know they make quite a bit of money, but I'm interested in the video stuff. I'm interested in the audio. I mean, you know, I like the main guy. His name is Leo Laporte. I like him fine, you know, whatever. But I'm not like, I didn't go because I wanted to meet him necessarily. I just kind of wanted to see what their setup was like.
Did you meet
him? Watch
him
record. I did meet him. Yeah.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him that you used to like him a lot? Oh no, that would be me. That would be. I would be like, oh, I used to like you a lot.
No, I don't. I mean, it's not that I dislike him. I just don't have any infatuation with him or anything.
The thing
like
was,
that.
I used to love Leo. Leo used to like keep up with things and be. But he's got, in the last 5 years, he's just gotten so lazy. He does interviews where he has no idea what he's talking about. He's not keeping up with the latest technology and stuff. He seems like he hates everything new because that means it's more work for him to have to read to keep up with it. And I get that because technology is a very hard thing to keep up with. But at the same time, it's like, don't run a tech network then, or let other people do the stuff. Don't. But anyway, I digress. Adam, I'm stomping all over your story. You drove up to lovely Petaluma, California, where you went to an outhouse. Yeah. To watch them record a podcast.
Well, no, I went to, and it's funny, it's just in one of those office parks, you know, and you drive up and it's just a brick building with, you know, offices and you walk in. But I mean, they it's nice. They have a big, huge room that's, okay, huge is generous, but I mean, a big room that has all of their sets and everything and the lighting, and it all looks really good, but it's just a little bit smaller than the other one. And they're recording this game show that they do, that they do segments of this game show called Game of Geeks, where they ask these trivia questions to whoever the guest happens to be for that day, and they put those on their screensavers show. So they were recording a few rounds of that when I got there, and so they take me in, and I have to fill out a little card with my name and something interesting about myself so Leo can read it, you know, and see who I am. And then... But oh my God, now this is already boring for everyone. But the guest, one of the guests on there was that Calacanis guy.
Jason Calacanis.
And he drives me crazy.
You could have had the trifecta. Oh my God. If it had been Jason Calacanis,
asshole.
Father Robert Balasair, and Leo, you could have had the trifecta, baby.
Well, no. I mean, the reason Jason Calacanis drives me crazy is because he is the biggest name dropper. Oh, the other day when I was eating with Elon Musk, you know, or when I was having dinner with Bill Gates, or, you know, me and my wife when we had Beyonce perform for us for our anniversary. I mean, he just is the biggest douchebag sound in person. In fact, he used to be on Twit, and then he stopped being on there because he basically stole the concept, ripped off the concept, and tried to create his own podcasting network. And when that failed, Leo started having him back on. Anyway, I don't like him. Now, they had that, his last name is Rojas, and I can't think of his
Peter Rojas
first name. Yeah. Now, he's cute, in my opinion. I think he's cute. So, he was on there, and then someone else that I didn't know. But then they did Twit, and I watched that. And it was, I mean, I had a good time. So, afterwards, Leo does the whole...
So, what was the interesting thing that you wrote down about yourself?
Well, they did. I'm sorry. I misspoke. They just said, put anything on there that you want. And I just put what I do for a living. You know,
you didn't say that you had a podcast.
No, I did not say that I have because I mean, that is the biggest, you know, oh, I'm a podcaster, Leo. I love you. Teach me how to podcast. I didn't even want to go that route. I mean, please.
Well, you don't have to like be like, oh, I want you to teach me. And just, oh, yeah, I do a podcast. So.
Well, that's what all these people do, and they're on the stream, and you see them, and you feel like they're trying to promote their show.
Here's the thing, Adam. You know, they don't have a single gay person on their staff. Like, they're normal commentators.
They do.
Who?
None of the hosts, but they're the guy who's the head technical.
No, but what I'm saying is none of their personalities are gay. You could say, I'm a gay podcaster, and then he would be like, oh, and I work in the tech field. You should have me on sometime as a guest.
I don't think. I started telling him what I do, and his eyes glazed over.
That's because he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. I was
trying
to tell
him about, he used to care about this stuff and he doesn't anymore.
I was trying to tell him that we're moving, you know, making the move to Agile and, you know, we're doing continuous integration. And I was here for the DevOps, you know, I was in San Francisco for the DevOps. And it was almost like he was going to fall asleep sitting right there. And it was very like, you know, it was very like, oh, hi, Adam, nice to meet you, you know, welcome, blah, blah, blah. It was very, you know, this is what he does every time there's a guest.
Yeah, somebody heard it. Somebody texted me about it. And I'm trying to find it now.
And, oh, I'm sure it was on the stream because they stream everything.
So I'm listening to Twit, and through some weird circumstance, I know Adam is in the audience for this recording, and they talk about lasers igniting farts. This makes me wonder just what influence does Dubious Intent have on Twit?
No, I had no influence on that, but yeah, they did talk about that. So, and then when they, you know, they want you to take a photo with them. And so I hand my phone to Jammer B or whatever his name is. And he's taking his photo. Leo wants you to put on that stupid hat. Well, I've already got my baseball cap on. And he said, do you want to wear the hat? And I'm like, no, because I didn't want to wear the damn hat. And then he's like, well, I won't wear it either then if you're not going to wear it, whatever. And then we take our photos. And then I needed to go because it was getting late and I needed to check into the hotel and everything. So I'm like, I've got to go. Thank you. It was so nice to meet you, everything. And I'm walking out the door. And as I'm walking out the door, the next person comes up to take their photo. And Leo's like, well, you know, that Adam, he was too good to wear the beanie thing or whatever it is. Do you want to wear it? And I'm thinking, oh, he's already bad-mouthing me. I'm walking out of the room. That dumbass didn't even want to wear my fez. Oh, it's a fez. That's what it is.
Wow.
Because I don't want to wear the fez. I want to look cute in whatever photo they take of me, and that fez is not cute.
Okay, anyway, great.
It was fun, though. I had a good time. And then, so my
where's
apology
it? Wait, where's,
to my...
Where's this picture?
On my phone.
Well, why didn't you post it anywhere?
I will. No one really cares. I mean, you and I are the only ones really that listen to Twit, whatever. So,
but no, that's not true, Adam. They have millions of listeners. Millions.
I mean,
of
the Pride 48 community. I don't mean everybody. I'll send it to you so you can see it. But I thought I posted it in the GroupMe or something.
No, I left the GroupMe. But I think the only thing you posted was just the shot of the table, like when you were sitting in the audience.
I
didn't even know you were there. I didn't even put it together that you were there because I was like, why are you putting a picture of Leo? And then I was like, oh, sorry, you're in San Francisco. You must have driven up to Petaluma. Anyway, you started this whole thing off by apologizing. Who are you apologizing to?
Mike Lawson. So Mike Lawson, I didn't really do anything. I was at a conference. I wasn't really in the mood to do touristy stuff. Mostly, and I wanted to avoid my coworkers, so I was hiding in my room and watching Food Network at night and drinking protein shakes because I was trying to stay on my diet and I didn't want to go to restaurants. The only thing I did other than go to Twit was I drove to San Jose because there were some Pokemon there that I wanted to get.
Obvious question. Did you know the way?
Yeah. Well, okay, Google told me. Yeah, okay. I know it's a song. I do get that, but... although I thought it was only going to take about 45 minutes to get there because it was only like 50 miles away and there was an accident or something. And so it took like 2 hours to get there, something crazy. And I had dinner with Christina from Nowhere.
Yes.
And we hunted Pokemon for about an hour. And that was election night. Anyway, but the whole time I did not contact Mike Lawson. And I want to apologize to Mike Lawson for not, they mentioned it on their show. And I just want to make a public apology on my show. I'm so sorry that I did not contact you, but I'm an introverted person, and Mike and I have the only time we've ever talked is one time he co-hosted Dubious Intent. Other than that, we have never had a conversation. I think he's a busy guy who is in a relationship and has things to do, and I just wasn't sure how that would go. So, and I didn't want to bother him, so I didn't contact him.
Let me ask you this.
No offense, Mike. I think you're a great guy, probably. I just, you know, stayed in my room. Other than the hunting Pokemon and one dinner with Christina. That was it. Go ahead.
No, so you were there in California. You went to San Jose. You met up with Christina.
I did.
And the person that you're apologizing to is Mike Lawson, who you did not have plans with. You did not even talk to. And you know for a fact does not listen to this show. However, I'd like to point out Because when you said someone that listens to this show as soon as it comes out, there is someone in California, very close to San Jose, who does listen to this show the moment it posts every time. And
I don't
who would
know.
Be crushed to know that you were that close to him and didn't even reach out and say hi.
I don't know who lives where. I literally was driving into San Jose and thought, I think somebody I know lives in San Jose.
Mr. Mike has it. Mr. Mike has it in the chat room there.
And I, oh, Sater. Yeah. Well, I thought about that, but, and I talked to Christina about it, and she said it would have needed to have been planned a little bit more because driving to where he lives would take a little bit more time, and he works night shift and is usually very busy. So, I didn't plan at all. So I'm sorry. I want to, Sater listens to our show. In my defense, on the show, I said, if anyone who lives in that area is interested in hanging out with me, please contact me. No one contacted me.
Okay, great.
Not one person. So I literally was going to San Jose for Pokemon, and I realized that Christina lived there, and I texted her and said, hey, I think you live here. Do you want to whatever?
I'm sure Sater would have been happy to poke you. News game. It's time for a news game. It's the news game. What headlines will he read? It is the Dubious Intent. Now, why are you giving me a funny look on my face? Did I hit a wrong
note? Looking at the porno pictures.
Okay, great.
I wasn't giving you a face.
It is the Dubious Intent news game. It is a segment of the show where Adam will read three. Count them, three news headlines, only one of which is real. It will be my job to use my incredible powers of deduction to figure out which one of the headlines is real. Adam, what are our three headlines this week?
You know, if you look at the ball sacks that are being posted in the chat room, some of them look like the turkey waddle. I mean, isn't there like a waddle under the turkey's neck?
I'm going to say that's a fake headline.
No. Okay, here's our okay, headline number one. Police horse kicks Black Lives Matter protester.
Okay, clarification. Police whores or police
horse?
Horse. Horse, like the animal. The animal, okay. Police horse kicks Black Lives Matter protesters. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Headline number two. Man gets wedding ring stuck on penis.
Man gets wedding ring stuck on the old doinger.
All right. Headline number three. Mexican supermarket taking donations for Trump border wall.
A Mexican supermarket taking donations pay for the border wall.
Yes.
All right, let me think about this here. So we got a police horse kicking a Black Lives Matter protester. See, I think they would do that all the time. I don't think that would actually make the headline because, you know,
Blue Lives Matter, dude, or whatever.
Let's see. So I think that one's a fake. Let's see. So that leaves me with the man puts a wedding ring on his doinger. And the other one that you just told me that is escaping my memory right now. What was the subject? It was
Mexican
supermarket taking donations
for Trump border wall.
For the border wall. That because someone found you a turkey made out of balls.
But I was thinking it actually looked like the waddle.
Adam, I'm going to say that the real headline is man puts wedding ring on penis. I can see a straight man thinking that would be a romantic gesture to do. Like, oh, I'm going to propose to her. I'm going to put it there and it'll be land, and not realizing the fact that, you know, it's basically a sack of blood that when it inflates and you got it choked off like that, it's not going to deflate. It doesn't matter. It's painful for me to even think about here, Adam, but I'm going to go with that one. Adam, tell me one of the fake headlines.
All right. One of the fake headlines is Mexican supermarket taking donations for Trump border wall.
So now we're down to the horse kicking a Black Lives Matter. Important.
Look billings.
What's that? Why, who's that? You're talking. I'm hearing, I'm getting noise from you. Okay.
Yeah, it was a webpage.
So now we're down to the Black Lives Matter, the police horse, or the wedding ring on penis. It is tempting to switch. It is very tempting to switch.
While you're thinking about that, there's another headline that I almost went with, and that is man dissolves in acidic water after he falls into a Yellowstone hot spring.
No, that one's true. I read that one.
That is true.
Yeah, I read that one. It is a tough choice. Thank you, Mr. Mike. You know what, Adam? I'm going to go with the Marilyn Vos Savant method here, and I'm going to switch and say it is the horse kicking the Black Lives Matter protester. Adam, what is the actual answer today?
All right, Daniel, the actual answer today is man gets wedding ring stuck on penis.
Oh, wow, that is absolutely awesome. Means we have to listen to that shitty birthday song tonight. All right, Adam, tell us all about this exciting news story.
A 28-year-old South African endured a rare case of penile strangulation after squeezing his wedding ring around his sex organ for erotic reasons, according to the South African Medical Journal. The unnamed man was apparently attempting to use the wedding ring as a substitute cock ring, a sex toy that holds blood in the penis to heighten sexual response. The ring caused the man's penis to swell up so much that he was unable to remove it. When the patient's mother brought him to a hospital in Limpopo 4 hours after, his penis was erect and blue, according to doctors. At first, doctors tried to cut the ring off with a tiny surgical saw.
Oh!
But after that failed, because the swelling made it difficult to get close to the ring without causing further injury. Doctors eventually made multiple puncture aspirations with a syringe and a pink needle to reduce the swelling.
He lived, right? He lived, and he's like,
he lived.
Ah, dear God. I just gotta say, I hope that his wife had really big fingers, because I'm like sitting there going, like, I couldn't have fit around. I couldn't even. How would I? Because you couldn't have gotten it around your dick unless you were really soft and plot, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a ring is not. Yeah. Maybe he's married to a really handy kind of woman or something.
He's not married to Donald Trump. We should just hope that.
maybe he has. I don't know. Maybe he has a really tiny dick. I don't know. Anyway, Adam. Well, congratulations, Adam. That's for fooling me this time. You, of course, win on our very last show. You win the contest, which means that we get to listen to your shitty birthday song as soon as I find it. Where is it? It's right here in the... Well, it was here. Oh, here it is. Got it. All right. The Dubious Intent birthday segment of the show, where Adam will play musical cues to famous people's birthdays, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room. Wow, it's just so sad that we don't get to hear Dora as our last show, and it's like people won't get to hear Dora. You know, I'm not going to Universal Studios, I'm going to Disney World, so I won't be seeing that parade where Dora can snub me again.
Why, Dora?
Dora's not going to snub me again. That's what I'm trying to say. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening?
All right, Daniel. Our first musical cue this evening, and I previously tested the audio just to make sure that you could hear it, is this.
This sounds really old. Give me a hint. Is this a movie or a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Is it the Is it Big Valley? No, that, no. This is older. Than
it's
Big,
not.
This is older than Big Valley. I don't know. The chat room has written something, and I don't want to guess that because that would be cheating. So I don't know, Adam.
Well, I only have one song, and the chat room is correct.
Oh, it's The Honeymooners.
It is The Honeymooners, starring...
Jackie Gleason, Art Carney, and then two women.
Audrey Meadows?
Nobody knows who the women are. It's fine.
And it was
Jackie
woman.
Gleason and Art Carney and two
yeah,
women.
And I do not have another one, but I'll say it was The Best Friend. You already got it wrong anyway. It was The Best Friend.
Art Carney.
It was Art Carney.
Art Carney. Yes. There you go. Congrats. Happy birthday, Art Carney.
Art Carney is dead, I believe, but he would be 98 years old.
Are you sure he's dead? I thought I saw him like hawking some product on TV.
I didn't check.
I'll check. Go ahead. Give me my next one.
Here's the next one.
Oh, he died in 2000. Look into my eyes, and you see.
Your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search.
All right, so
no more.
I know this song.
Don't tell me it's not worth trying for.
I know this song, I know this voice. My initial thought was Bon Jovi, but that's not Bon Jovi, is it?
You know it's true. Everything I
get, I know the song, Adam. I know the song. I know the song.
I do it for you. I'll give you a hint.
Okay, give me
a hint. Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Look into your heart, and you will find.
Is it Brian Adams? It's Brian Adams, isn't it?
It's Brian Adams.
Brian Adams, excellent.
Did you look at the chat room?
It's not in the chat room. Chat room says Corey Hart.
Well, it is in the chat room. But yes, Brian Adams, and I've told this story before, but when I had a girlfriend a long time ago, she and I did a duet of this song.
Wow. Hey, here's a fun fact. Art Carney died in 2003 in Chester, Connecticut, right up the road here.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I figured he was dead. All right, here is the next one.
Show me that smile.
Show me that smile. This is... I always get this wrong. Is it Family Ties?
No,
it's the other one. It's the other one. One with Art. It's the one with Alan Thicke, and the other one is like Growing Pains. Growing Pains.
We got the world.
The Growing Pains, which, as you know, Adam, is a an ensemble cast. Alan Thicke, Joanna Kearns. Who else?
Yeah,
Kirk
it is.
Cameron,
all right, I've got another
Kirk
one.
Cameron and whoever played the daughter.
Got another one.
Oh, okay. So this is My Heart Will Go On, right, from Titanic.
It is.
From Titanic. So we're going for Titanic. So I'm looking for someone who was in Family Ties and also in Titanic.
Not Family Ties.
And that was like Growing Pains and also in Titanic.
Yes.
Now, I did not see Titanic more than once.
What?
I mean, more than once. I mean, I didn't commit to memory everyone that was in the cast. And I know that Leonardo DiCaprio... Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio... Was that the show where he played, like, the adopted son, like, in the fourth or fifth season? I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
It is Leonardo DiCaprio. And actually, after I picked these two, when we were sitting here, I thought... I should have played the beginning of his new documentary, which is very good, by the way.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name of it. But
well, I'll go rush right out and watch that.
You guys can... I don't know why Leonardo DiCaprio let himself go so much. He could be so much more attractive than he is. But regardless, the documentary is very good. It's about global warming. And I'm sure it's on YouTube or... I think it's being shown on National Geographic or something. But just look up Leonardo DiCaprio global warming video or documentary or whatever. It's good. Mark and I watched it this weekend. So, Leonardo DiCaprio
Before the
is,
Flood?
Yes. That is what it's called, Daniel. That is correct. He's 42. All right.
And I don't understand why you think he let himself go, just because he doesn't keep himself like slim down to those impossible weights. It's like he doesn't need it. He has plenty of money. He's enjoying his life. He's not unhealthy. He's like, why? What? Let the man be.
I don't know. I just feel like he's like my brother. My brother was attractive back in the day, and my brother is just so bloated looking.
But is he happy, Adam? Is he happy?
Well, probably not, but all right. So here is our next birthday. Up and down.
Is this a live version of a song or something?
I don't know. It's not live.
Oh,
it's the theme to a TV song.
Is this that Calista Flockhart show? Ali.
Are you looking at the chat room?
I'm looking at you. You're right here. The chat room is on that monitor over there.
All right.
You're on this monitor. Wait, I'm looking at the chat. The chat room does not say Calista Flockhart at all.
No, but they're saying the show.
Whatever. Was it Calista Flockhart?
The show is Ally McBeal, and it is Calista Flockhart, but I had one more theme song.
Oh, no, she's no longer on Supergirl.
Well,
that's the theme of Supergirl.
I don't know that they've ever officially said she's never going to be on again. She just doesn't want to. She doesn't want to tape in Canada because she lives in, I don't know where she lives.
Okay,
Montana or somewhere. Yeah, it's
America. Maybe after the election, maybe she'll be more inclined to move to Canada. I don't know.
Maybe. Calista Flockhart, who, you know, do you watch Supergirl? By the way,
I watched the first season and then I did not. I don't. I haven't been watching it this season because I just haven't been watching a lot of TV. I figure I'd wait for it. It's one of those things. I want to watch it, but I'm going to wait until, because all of the CW shows hit Netflix after, you know, the year after. So I figure I'll just binge watch it next year one day. Because it's not like I have anyone to talk to about it. So I might as well just wait and watch it.
I don't know if they'll, I watch Supergirl, but I don't know if they'll put it on Netflix. Well, they probably will, but I know CW removed all their shows from Hulu.
Yeah, but they're on Netflix. So the full season is on Netflix. So The Flash is on Netflix. Arrow is on Netflix. Probably season one of Supergirl may not be because it wasn't a CW show at that point in time. It was a CBS show. But there's a lot of CBS shows on Netflix too. Anyway, the point is that I watched all of season one. Season two will be on Netflix.
I really liked Calista Flockhart in season one, but I will say, I mean, the character.
Excuse me, Adam. Excuse me. I must deal with an unruly chat room member. Bite your tongue, Chubbs Matt. CW is not stupid. The Flash,
but
the
I was
Flash
gonna
is a great
say,
show. The rest of them suck, but The Flash is a great
I
show.
I like Supernatural.
No, Flash is a great show.
Sam and Dean?
Flash is a great
show. You know. So
do you know the sheer amount of brain power it takes to come up with a unique story every week that involves beating a bad guy by running? Matt, you're a writer. How many ways can you defeat a bad guy by running? That is the task ahead of the Flash, because that's really all he does. He runs.
That would be a good show. The Flask.
Hey, let me take a drink.
Defeats his enemies by dousing them with alcohol. Well, I mean, what? Anyway, she's 52, but no, what I was going to say is, they had a digital makeup artist just for Calista Flockhart.
I think I heard this on another podcast.
She was impossibly smooth.
I heard this on
Pod
is my co-pilot.
You probably did, but it's true. I mean, she looked like a plastic figure. But it's fine because I would want them to do that to me as well.
Okay, great. But you do that on your videos anyway.
It was
when we were in Florida, you were using that filter on your videos.
What? Shh. No, you can't do it on. You can't do it live. You can only do that for photos. But when I do my videos that I edit, I put a little filter.
Yes, I know.
Before I release it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all want to look our best, Daniel. I mean, this is the Snapchat generation.
I was there. You're not the Snapchat generation.
Well, I took one photo on Snapchat just last week. And then And then I cannot not remember John Ong's name. And then John Ong says, do I follow you on Snapchat? And I'm like, yeah, you follow me. And he's like, oh, you just use it for the filters and you don't do anything on there. And I'm like, yes, exactly. Actually, just that once. All right. So she is 52 and here's our next birthday. Are you ready for this birthday?
Is it John Ong?
It is not. All right. Here we go.
Get set.
Let me start that over.
On your mark. Get set. Go!
All right. This is a really bad recording, but it's all I could find. He said, on your mark.
I got it. It's Mark Summer.
I want to play one other thing. You're getting these too quickly.
No, that's because you bring him out every year. That's Double Dare. I know Double Dare. Yeah, and this is
coming
the
up,
edible
it's
sweet.
It's a very special hour of Unwrapped.
I know that. I mean, you do him every year. So
I don't do him every year.
Every
I have
year,
never done
Adam,
Mark Summers.
Every year you do Mark Summers. You drag him out like a bad Christmas ornament.
Mark Summers is 65.
Mark Summer is a TV host. Oh, dear God. That is so distorted. Stop it. Back it down. This is the theme to The Incredible Hulk, the TV show, starring Bill Baxter. Wasn't his name Bill Baxter, I think his name was?
No. It was starring...
Bill Baxter.
Bill Bixby.
Bixby, that's right. And the person that played the Hulk was Lou Ferrigno. So it could be one of those. And since you made the Hulk motion with your hands there, I'm going to go with Lou Ferrigno. Is it Lou Ferrigno?
It is Lou Ferrigno. Who, I don't know, I find incredibly hot, even to this day. I don't, something about him being painted green and...
And, you did,
and I've
so
said this
you
before
like
on
that
the show.
Mud video that I showed you earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about, I think if you want me to be attracted to you, be muscular and paint yourself green.
There you go.
All right, last birthday, Daniel.
Now,
you should
here's
the
question,
first
Adam.
Song.
If you painted yourself green and were shirtless in Vegas, would you be mistaken for a member of the Thunder from Down Under?
No.
Okay.
All right. Especially not now. Although, I didn't do my diet update, but I've lost 10 pounds. Thank you. Oh, and 3% body fat, which means I'm not losing all my muscle.
Save this for the Geeky Gay show. Now that you're on hiatus, you got to crank those puppies out.
Well, we haven't even made that announcement yet.
Yes, we did.
Not on this
recording.
Yes, we recording.
Did. Before we read the people in the chat room. Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, all right. We read the people in the chat room.
Oh, my God.
Shade button. No, I mean,
here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
You right. Literally don't even listen to our show while we're recording it.
I know. No, I was saying read the people in the
yes.
chat room. Like, you know, when you read someone,
yes.
you know what I'm. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, last birthday.
Geronimo, these girls are falling dominoes. They call me Dynamo, but I be yelling Domino. So
fucking horrible song. This is a RuPaul song. Is it RuPaul Charles?
It is RuPaul. Yeah,
I used to do a podcast about Drag Race.
Yeah. So I figured you. RuPaul is, and I don't know his real name.
RuPaul Charles.
But anyway,
his name is RuPaul Charles.
Is his name RuPaul? I don't think his
RuPaul
name
Charles.
Is RuPaul.
His legal name is RuPaul Charles.
Oh, so he changed his name to RuPaul?
No, his name was always RuPaul. His last name is Charles. He goes by RuPaul.
But I mean, what was his boy name?
RuPaul.
Was it?
Yes.
I mean, Paul is the boy's name, but RuPaul doesn't... Well, actually, RuPaul doesn't sound like a name at all. Anyway, okay, well, RuPaul, Charles, is 56 years old. And those are...
RuPaul Andre Charles, born November 17th, 1960, known professionally by his mononym, RuPaul. So that was his name. His name was RuPaul.
That was our final birthday segment.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Final birthday segment, except, Adam, we do have some Pride 48 birthdays that we're sneaking in here before the end of the year. So let's say a very happy birthday to George in Atlanta on the 16th. And let's just go ahead, since we're not going to be here for the rest of the year. Happy birthday on the 17th to Troy Allen, and on the 22nd to Tom in the Chicagos, on the 28th to Rob 2 in the Chicagos, on the 3rd to Brady, and on the 4th to Gay Country West. Happy birthday from all of us at Pride 48. Oh, shit. Wrong button.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. It is the segment of the show where we play our hundreds and hundreds of voicemails and read our just tons and tons of emails that we get. So many emails and comments that there's nothing attached to this.
So I know. I realized that it was in the Google Drive folder and for some reason it didn't sync. And so I can't move it over. So I'm going to play it.
Okay, great. Let's get to our first call. Adam, what do we got?
All right. Here's what we got.
This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. I'm calling now because news has just broken of your new president. Holy shit, what have you all done? Anyway, I better call and send off this voicemail before all hell breaks loose around the world when America wakes up tomorrow. Nice knowing you all, bye.
Thank you.
Where was he?
I think he was in line to, I don't know.
He goes, I think I'm in the noisiest and or most pornographic sounding place right now. I think I'm going to call Dubious Intent.
We do appreciate the call, though.
I think we do appreciate the call, Scotty, because please call. Keep calling us. In fact, call us while you're having sex. Whatever you would like to do. We love your calls, but we love making fun of them as well.
We do.
And so I still wonder, like, where he was. Actually, I think he's in Indonesia right now.
So maybe he was waiting to get on a train.
He could have been. So Mark tells me that Manila, Philippines,
yes,
is, like, super, super crowded. Like, more crowded than just about anywhere I've ever been.
Yeah, well, like, what's the population of Manila?
I don't know. And I'm sure I could look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
So he says it's really, really, really crowded. And like when you're trying to go to the mall or movies or anything like that, it's like just like people just packed up against you. Like it's just really crowded. And he tells me I would hate it. And that is the absolute truth.
Yeah. The population of Manila is 1,780,148. And they're all shoved in that little envelope. So that's got to be... pretty tight.
You went a long distance.
I went a long way for that. Thank you very much.
Very, very good. But anyway, Scotty, we are all doing okay. We have not. I am checking into my options. As far as like, could I move to Manila with Mark? No.
That's a chicken shit bullshit thing to do. Here's the thing, Adam. I'm not moving. Here's the thing. I have been, since I was publicly blamed for this being part of my, partly my fault by a sadly, sadly misinformed person on another podcast. This is politics. I mean, politics is not a game of checkers. It's not, it is the governance of our country. So this wasn't like, oh my God, this is the last fight that we're ever going to have in this. There are two dominant political parties in this system in our country. Some people are not happy with the fact that we have two different parties, but we've pretty much always had two parties in this country. Third parties have always been traditionally very short-lived. And power goes back and forth between them. It would have been a bigger news story if the Democrats would have gotten, in essence, a third term, because that is very rare. For a power, for a two-term president to follow up by a third term of someone who was not the vice president for him, that was a member of his same party. But I just wanted to address some of the craziness that I have seen from people. We're not going to fall apart. This country has stood for 200 years. In no way, shape, or form is Donald Trump the first racist to ever be in the White House. Might I point your attention to Lyndon Baines Johnson, who used to pass the, quote, nigger legislation. It's like he used to drop the N-bomb all the damn time. He was a huge racist, and he passed the civil rights legislation during his term.
No offense, Joe in Dallas.
I know that was those weren't my words. Those were LBJ's words. LBJ, by the way, a Democrat. Also, I would like to point out that he's not the first anti-Semite to ever be in the White House. Might I point your direction to, you know, Richard Nixon? Listen to the Nixon tapes. The man was an incredible anti-Semite.
The only Lyndon B. Johnson recording I've ever heard is the one where he's literally
talking about
calling he's the Hager guy or whatever. And he's like, balls. I need some more room for my ball
my
sack.
Balls. Yeah, it was Big Fatty that did that. But I'd also like to point out, it's like, you know, when we talk about deporting everyone from this country and using internment camps, the internment camps were signed into law by Roosevelt, by FDR, a great Democrat. It's not a guarantee that the president has very weak power in this country. It is the other bodies of government that have much more power than the president. And I just don't think it's worth freaking the fuck out about this. If you really care, hold on, Adam, let me finish. If you really care about this, aside from just wanting to, you know, be mad and be pissy with people, if you really care about this, then you have to accept the fact that you lost this fight. Now figure out why you lost and work twice as hard the next time to win. This is the time not to sit around and point fingers at each other and say, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. And, you know, if only this person had run or that person had run. Well, that's not the reality of what we're dealing with. The reality of what we're dealing with is that the other party, the Republican Party's candidate, won. We need to study the data, figure out what it was that we didn't do correctly during this, why the large part of the Democratic base did not show up, why they were not energized. We need to figure that out. This is the time for you to get involved in your local Democratic Party. This is the time for you to go to your local Democratic Party and get involved and make a difference. You can bitch about it on Facebook all you want, but the political parties in this country are made up of people who care about things and who show up and do things. It requires no resume to be given to them. You can show up at your local Democratic Party and volunteer to do things.
There is something to be said for... And I don't know. I do not know what I feel about this. So I'm not going to give an opinion. But there is something to be said for the fact that the Electoral College has now four or five times in our history been the reason that we've elected someone that did not get the popular vote. And part of me does say that when you're voting for someone, it should be the one that the people want. And to me, that would be the popular vote. But I understand that there were good reasons for having the Electoral College as well. I understand that. So I don't know exactly where I stand on that because I'm not a political scientist. But I do go back and forth on that.
Regardless of whether there used to be good reasons for there to be an Electoral College or whether you believe there are still good reasons for there to be an Electoral College.
There is.
Right. No, I don't know whether there's. I don't.
No, I mean, there is an Electoral College.
Yeah, I don't know. No, let me finish. Let me quit trying to predict what I'm going to say, Adam. My point is call your congressman, call your senator, write them a letter. Say, I think the Electoral College is bullshit. I think that you should like outlaw the Electoral College. I would like for you to sponsor legislation to get rid of the Electoral College. No politician is going to jump. Is going to start a parade and start walking down the avenue. But they'll be tripping over themselves to jump in front of an existing parade. You have to make that motion. You have to do that. If you would like to get rid of the Electoral College, that is a valid thing. Then talk to your lawmakers. Write them. Email them. It's more effective to write them, but if you want to email them or call them, that's fine too. And just say, hey, I'm a constituent. I think the Electoral College sucks. But you can't, after the fact, even if we abolish the Electoral College today, it's not going to do anything about the election that just happened. It's like,
no, it's
and the point is that I get that people were upset. I get that people, you know, had their feelings dashed. But this is our form of governance. This is what we do. We're not going to fall apart as a country. We're not going to, you know, implode. This is not the first insane person that we've ever had to be the president of the United States. Everyone, take a fucking breath and work harder for your party. If that's what you want to do, if you want to change it, then you have to get out there and change it.
Yeah, and I've refrained from saying anything on any social media. I mean, I go back to the thing that I've always said. I do still believe that the president has very little power and is more a figurehead than anything else. Now, that being said, what bothers me about this one is the person who is being the figurehead is spouting ideals that are embarrassing and wrong.
So did George Bush.
You know, and it just... I don't like that. I mean, I don't like, I would like someone more presidential, you know.
Oh, I don't believe that any of us, you know, most of our audience are Democrats. Now, I'm a Democrat. You're a Democrat. It's like, so yeah, of course we're disappointed.
I'm an independent, but.
But of course we're disappointed.
And the other thing is, you know, it, for some of us, I mean, it is a little scary. I mean, look, I'm probably nothing will happen, but I'm in a relationship with someone here from another country on an H-1B visa. I am gay. If those are two things that were on his list of things to, you know, in some way, shape or form, reverse things that Obama has done that could affect me. So, I mean, there are things, and that would be true if any Republican won. So that's not. So, I mean, in that case, I'm just a little, it's a little disconcerting to me that we have I always say we have that separation of powers and we have the balance because we have Congress, we have the Supreme Court, and we have the president, you know, the three branches, all that. And well, Senate and House of Representatives are both now majority Republican, and Donald Trump and Mike Pence have really like way out there racist, et cetera, agenda items, anti-LGBT, all that stuff. And the Republican skewing of the House and the House and Senate is probably going to mean that they're going to go along with a lot of that stuff. So, I mean, there are chances that things could get changed. But yes, I agree with you. Normally it swings back and forth. So, I mean, probably a Democrat next time will win and it'll swing the other way.
I mean, the whole LGBT thing is such a red herring because most of the LGBT stuff that people are complaining about or are scared of being repealed are judicial decisions. Yeah, you can replace the Supreme Court with another conservative. I might point out that the court, you know, the justice who died was conservative. So it's not like we're in any different shape than we were 2 years ago. But replacing a justice with someone who is anti-gays or anti-gay marriage, that doesn't mean you can't. The court is not just going to overturn gay marriage. There has to be another case, right? There's double jeopardy in this country. So it's like we can't try it on the same way that it originally came through the Supreme Court. It's now got to be tried from a different way, which got to go through the lower courts. And then the Supreme Court has to decide. And at this point in time, it's just such a loser of an issue. It's like, I think people of color are in a far, far, far worse position than LGBT people are. Excuse me, than LGBT people are. Because we, again, out of all this outrage that I see on Facebook, I see very little outrage about our trans brothers and sisters because no one gives a shit about our trans brothers and sisters. We just care about, I won't be able to get married.
Well,
which is a red herring.
Yeah, and so anyway, so that's it. I know that we'll go on and life will go on. I just, it's a little disconcerting and, you know, and that's all. And I think it's just because of how, I'm sure most Republicans who got into office had similar views, but maybe they just weren't quite as out there with them or as confrontational or negative about the stuff they were spewing. So maybe it just,
yeah, but I mean,
you know,
you can see, I mean, again, if you follow this, he's already walked back on most of his extreme positions. He was just like, you know, he's not planning on assigning a special prosecutor to Hillary. He's not like going to, it's like, this was all just election talk. That's their thing. If you don't like the system, you absolutely can change it, but you have to change it by being involved. You don't change it by not being involved is what I'm trying to say. Right. And I know that I saw a lot of people unfollowing people and, you know, I'm losing friends over this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You don't actually lose friends. You never lose friends. You just discover who your real friends actually were. So it's one of those things. We're not going to die. We will survive
now
as a country.
Let's all sing Kumbaya.
We will go on
let's
as a country. We don't have to sing Kumbaya, but unconstructive bitching about it does not do anything. So,
well, I have done no unconstructive bitching.
I wasn't saying you.
On social
media.
No.
Do we have another phone call, or did you just list him twice?
Yes, we do. We have two.
Okay.
Here is our last call of the year, Daniel.
G'day. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, calling you from Bali, Indonesia. And finally, I can download your show because for some reason it's not blocked in Indonesia. Anyway, what is this geeky gay show that the death phone calls have to go to now? I've never heard of this show. So, more information, please. Bye. Oh, so nice here by the pool. Hot. So many hot, sexy Indonesians everywhere, too. Adam, you would love it. Daniel, well, I don't know. I think you're racist, aren't you? You probably wouldn't love it.
Probably.
Okay, bye.
That's what it is. Adam.
I think we're all racist.
Adam, I don't understand. Did you forget to block us in Bali? Like, why is he allowed to download our show? I thought we had taken great pains to make sure that Scotty was never allowed to download our show.
Well, I had a special filter that just blocked Scotty. I mean, not a particular, because I wanted our other Indonesian listeners to get the show. I need to go back and check that. You know, I don't know what a Balinese person looks like. I just made that up, so I'm sure that's not a thing. I don't know specifically what an Indonesian looks like, but I, you know, I like Asians, and, you know, I'm assuming they're somewhat similar. So, yeah, I'm all for that. You know, interestingly enough, that documentary that we were watching, that's Leonardo DiCaprio, Sumatra, which is in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. That's where the sumo wrestlers are from, right?
They have, yes, exactly. They have a problem with a lot of burning of the rainforest there for various reasons.
Yeah.
And one of those reasons is, I'm going to get this wrong, but I believe they said that a lot of palm oil or whatever the palm plant that the palm oil comes from is grown there, and they decimate just tons of rainforest to like build these, you know, farms for these. And so when you eat Lay's potato chips, you're actually contributing to global warming because they're made with palm oil.
Oh, but good news, Adam. Turns out global warming was a complete hoax. So until we elect someone else, it's a complete hoax. We don't have to worry about it. So thank you very much, Scotty. We do appreciate it. Thank all the phone calls, all two of them from the same person. But, you know, that's fine, Adam.
We will be back in January, and we hope to have tons of phone calls lined up.
To our
phone number.
Which we say at the end of the show.
Which he's going to say at the end of the show.
I mean, you could say it now, but I'm just going to say it again in like a couple of minutes.
I know you guys don't go to the website, but I'm proud of the photo that I chose for last week's episode. I think it's a very cute guy. So if you want to see a cute guy with Nintendo, we talked about Nintendo at the beginning of the show.
Wow.
If you want to see a cute guy with Nintendo controllers wrapped around his neck, he's actually using the Duck Hunt gun. If you remember that, you remember the old Duck Hunt game? Remember?
And you could point it pretty much out a window and hit everything because it tried to match up the light. So as long as you pointed it at a light source, it registered it as a hit.
Yeah. So, did we do the thing?
Did what?
The thing.
Oh, no, I didn't even see the thing.
I mean, we're going along every episode and you know, just bitching. And
I never even looked at the thing.
It's like the wine of the month every episode, and we always forget to do the thing.
We do. But you know what, Adam?
You know.
What?
Well, Baron gets a wine of the month.
Well, Baron is the wine of the month, is what we're trying to say. But yeah, it's all right. We like our listeners, Adam. They're a very intelligent group. They're smart, and that's why they're sexy. Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on our voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Wow. Wow.
We'll be back. We'll announce a date on Facebook or somewhere.
Sure.
But it's like second week of January
second week of January.
You said mid-January, which doesn't really work because it's either, we're on a Thursday, so it's either first half of January or second half of January. There's not really a, because mid would be like, you know.
Well, I mean, but the second Thursday in January is the 12th, which is mid-January.
Okay. So tentatively speaking, January 12th.
Yeah, January 12th. We'll be back. Which is what? 8 days before the inauguration. So how's that?
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.